Blog Talk Radio.
So how do we begin to nurture that hunger? What are the characteristics or the qualities of people that are hungry? What will it take for me to get some of the things that I want? And being hungry for those things. Number one, you've got to work on yourself. It's very important that you engage in an ongoing process to develop you. Spend more time on yourself than what you've been spending. The next thing, part of what feeds that hunger, you've got to develop a sense of urgency. The next thing that begins to nurture that hunger, honor yourself as your word. Don't give your word out lightly. When you throw your word out there and you don't honor it, it makes a statement about you that if I speak it, I'm going to live it. It's who I am. Because I want my life to reflect my words and honoring who I am and what I express. Another challenging area in terms of nurturing and developing that hunger in yourself is learning the art of becoming single-minded. Learning how to concentrate. Learning how to focus in. And you'll be surprised at the things that you're able to do. Of the people that you'll be able to attract, of the opportunities that you'll be able to see. You'll begin to see things that have been standing there looking you in the face, saying, I can't believe this has been here all this time.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
All right, what's up, everybody? What's going on, family? I'm here with my... motherfucking Rosebud. What's up, bud, man? What's up, fam? Now I can't even get Bud. Bud, where you at, man? Wait a second. I think Bud flipped over to this. Not Bud. Is
No. What happened? I was on mute because I was doing something and I got to talking to you, man. But I might be a little while because, let's, you know, this life we live, man. This life we live, is got me experiencing some shit. We probably gonna talk about some shit, but goddamn it, I'm experiencing some shit.
Yeah, we gonna talk about options, but real quick, I guess we got a call. 901, did you have a question, man?
It's 910. Me?
Yeah, 910. My bad. 910. My bad. 910. Did you have a question for us, big dog?
What's happening, players? Yeah, I got a question. I'm in a situation right now. I got 240-year-old women, right? I'm 35 myself. So I'm at a point, I'm working on my purpose, trying to get everything together. I don't have a car at the moment. So when I go on these dates, I'm pulling up in an Uber, you feel me? I'm still showing them that I'm a man, I can get there on my own, right? So when they start talking, they want to talk about marriage, and these women have probably already been through shit, made their children, had their children, and they're looking for something, but I'm just trying to get in there and have fun. So how do you go to the approach after going on dates and talking and for hours on the phone and all that? You know, I ain't got no problem with getting women, but I'm going from a transition. You know how you broke it down with the city? Circle one, circle two, circle three? That's how I am.
Yes.
I'm trying to get out of that. I'm trying to get to the women with the money, the power, you know, doing things. Because I can't do nothing with a woman that ain't doing.
Well, here's – okay, there's two things I want to say before I throw it. I know Bud's doing something real quick, but there's two things I want to say to you real quick. Number one, what I want to say is, even if you don't have a car, why can't those women pick you up?
Because I'm going to say this. I ain't insecure about it. I just don't want to put that out there because I learned from the past most women to say, oh, I can't date a man with no car.
So No, stop. Young man. Don't Harry Potter this. Listen. Remember, I told you I didn't have much, but I have women pick me up. And you know when they pick me up what they did? They got their asses out the car. They got in the passenger seat, and I would drive their car. So, remember, don't make excuses. If you want them women to pick you up, let them be your Uber. You know what I mean? Number one.
Right.
But number two, when you're talking about these women want marriages and stuff like that, this is how you got to slow down and calm down that train that's going 100 miles an hour with no brakes. You got to let her know before we can even discuss marriage, I've got to see if you're worthy of my time. I've got to see if you're worthy of going on a date with me. I got to see if you're right. worthy for me calling you my girl. You see what I'm saying?
Well, right. I understand
Dean.
That.
Dean, check this out. Did you hear Bruh say after hours
right.
of conversation?
Yes.
Me and you got a totally different spin on this because to me, I don't believe nothing Bruh saying. I don't. Because if anything, a person that don't have any of what he said he don't have, but they do have what he said he have, which is confidence, none of what he said would come out his mouth. None of it. Because it's not even, just like you said, Dean, why they can't come pick him up. There's hella way to get past what he's saying. And right. if he had any of the confidence that he talked about he have, he would doggone have done it. And he would not be asking this question because what you told him is 100% true. Why can't they come get you? And what are you going to do? Come up with some bullshit about what he thinks, blah, 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 saying why they can't get, why they, hold, bro, let me finish. I'll let you finish. But they going to come up with why, he going to say why they can't come get him, blah, 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 all this stuff. And all that stuff doing is reinforcing all the bullshit he going through right now.
Right.
So to me, bro, you need to understand what the dean trying to tell you. And you need to understand it's the truth that dean trying to tell you.
Now,
you keep trying to bullshit with the lies. Go ahead, Dean.
Now let me say this. Now hold on 910. Let me piggyback off Bud say cause we just two peas in a pod here. See, 901, let me explain something to you because I didn't get a chance to finish because Bud hit it out the park. 901.
Go ahead.
I always at the end of the day, 901, talk about your behaviors because your behaviors tell us everything we need to know, okay? The fact that you were, like Bud said, see, Bud hit it. I was just getting to that point, Bud, but you hit that shit. But 901, the fact that you've been on the phone with these motherfucking women for all that time, and still not have them want to reach out to you and say, you know what? I know you don't have – let me explain something. I know you don't have a car. Don't worry about it, baby. You don't need to get an Uber. I'll come get you. So that didn't happen. So what I'm saying, 901, and like Bud is telling you, is that the problem is that you are bullshitting with these women talking about a bunch of frivolous shit that has nothing to do with anything because if you were talking about anything real – they would have picked you up. They wouldn't question anything about you. You wouldn't have to worry about them saying that, oh, my God, you ain't got no car. I want a man with a car. None of that stuff would have came down if you were saying the right thing. No, but you were right, dog.
I'm just checking you talking about the car.
But look, check it out. I just met both of these women Friday. I work at Mercedes, right? So I met both of them Friday.
Wait,
so
stop. Fuck that. See, Dean, this is why I don't fuck with these motherfuckers, man. He said he'd been on the phone hours with them.
Hours, right. Dog,
this is why I don't fuck with them, man. I hate these motherfuckers lying.
You're a goddamn liar.
You just said you met her Friday, but when you brought the shit to us, you said after hours and whatever else of talking to him.
Okay.
Yeah, like Saturday. I went on a date with her Friday.
You did all those hours over the weekend. All right, I believe you, man.
All right, now
go ahead, Dean. I'm sorry.
Now we know. What I'm saying this is like this, okay? If I meet a woman day one, okay, like I was just talking to Bud about running to help talking to this bitch at the Walgreens, didn't bite her neck, but I could have. If I would have bit her neck, took up the tree, dog, within the first conversation that we have, 901, we would have already established this thing called an understanding of where we are at, what I'm about, what I expect of you to be about. We would have established that in the first conversation, not the whole weekend, because let me say, you said you took her out on a date, right? What restaurant did you take her to? What restaurant did you take her to?
We got sushi.
Huh?
Sushi.
You lost. Hey, look, hold on. Let me go ahead and horn you on that shit. Why though? why would you take a motherfucker out? What has she done to warrant you spending your money taking her out for sushi? What has she done? Right. What did she bring to the table? Right. Tell me.
She ain't bring nothing to the table. She ain't bring nothing to the table. So, but I didn't spend that. I ain't spend the money that she was saying I was spending. I spent my 10% on her, and the rest was for me. I did that for me.
Hey, Dean, please. This dude is wasting your time. He wasting my time. He lying. Listen to how you can tell he lying. He done took her out to. Hey, B Kid, can I speak, bro? He done took her out for sushi or whatever the hell he done took her out for. He only met her Friday. He also met this other bro on Friday. And he done talked to both of them for hours. And today is Tuesday. Come on, man.
Who do you think you're talking to, man?
You're either exaggerating the facts or you're making up a story that don't make sense or you lying. I don't care which one it is because it's all the same to me. You wasting our time. What you should do is ask what you seriously want to know and stop trying to sound like you got whatever you got going because you don't have two 40-year-old women. You just probably have whatever problem you have that's been going on, and you trying to act like it ain't that. I can see through muddy water and spot dry land, bro, and you a fake. And if you keep on, I'm going to just mute myself and wait 30 minutes before I come back on, Dean. I don't want to hear these dudes.
910, listen, when you say the reason you don't have two women because you haven't smashed any of these bitches, right?
Right.
Just be honest. No, stop, young man. You got to now. See, this is where why you piss Bud off because y'all are lying about. Look, you don't have two women. So that right there, you need to change.
I got what you're saying. I said it wrong. I got what you're saying.
Right. That's what set Bud off because. You're saying you have to. When I say I have two women, that means I'm fucking women. I got these.
Right.
You ain't fucking. So you don't have two women. Change it to I met two women, and then Bud might be more lenient because now.
Dean, even if he said that, I wouldn't believe it because one thing for a fact, goddammit, the motherfucker lied from Jump Street, so he gonna lie, and he just took what you said so he can slide in the hole Bro, why? Hey, why? Don't ask me why. Ask yourself why. Because I know you're lying. You are fucking lying. And you know you lying. That's why anything Dean or I say that's gonna make it cool for you, you're gonna agree with it. So that you can kind of be cool. That's why you agree with what Dean was saying.
I said it wrong.
You said it exactly the way it is because that's what you think. You think you got two bras because they said hello. And you made up the rest. Do you understand, Dean, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because now that he's admitted that he just met him, everything he said from the beginning is a lie. Because he got two bras, Dean.
Right.
So I ain't let this example out the weekend. So I'm sitting there lying about something that I did this weekend.
All right, now 910. That's at the point. All right, wait, 910.
If I was close to him, Dean, he would have socked me in my mouth for calling him a liar. Man up like that with them bitches, man.
All right. All right, 910. What is the question that you have? Because we got to keep going. What is the question that you have at the end of the day? What is the question you have at the end of the day?
So the question is, I ain't got time for relationships. I'm trying to build myself up.
Stop. You're not trying to fuck. Because if you were trying to fuck, you would have stood on you and not sushi. If you were trying to smash, you would have been all she.
Hey, Dean, do you see how he telling you everything about himself, thinking he telling you something else, This is what they do with women, man.
Yeah.
They run this stupid bullshit by women and expect them to totally go for it when they can see exactly like you can see, Dean, and what they do, keep trying to explain some shit like this fool doing.
Right,
he's still trying to explain.
I didn't bust him five times.
All right, 910.
I don't have problems with fucking bitches. I got the confidence and everything
to get through. Listen. 910. Let me
Lord have mercy.
910. Listen to me, fam. Listen, let me tell you where the problem is. Regardless if you feel that way, we're just telling you, all we're taking is what you're giving us, okay? What I'm saying to you is this. If I'm on the phone with a woman for hours, okay?
Excuse me.
If I'm on the phone with a woman for hours, 910, okay? We're having sushi after we get done fucking at my place. We're having sushi after we get done fucking. Then we can have all the sushi you want. That's the difference.
Right.
You talked for 4 hours, but you had sushi and you didn't even smash. You didn't even fuck. Listen. You said you wanted to fuck, right? That was your end game. You want a pussy, right? Right?
Right.
Do you think talking to a woman for 4 hours about nothing and going to eat sushi is going to get you pussy? Right.
Fuck no. That was the initial. That's just the initial. I'm trying to go straight at the neck.
Dean, do you hear this, brother man? Brother, you better be glad Dean record these shows because you can go back and listen to how you sound. Listen, bro. You study changing everything you say to fit the correction that Dean or I give you. Bro, this shows us you don't even have a backbone. You can't even stand on what you initially said. You've changed it 5 times. And all Dean did was repeat what you said out your mouth. Why would that change it? Because Dean repeated it. Because Dean is sharper than you. And he ain't got to play games. And he know how to trick you with words. And your ass is so stupid that you let him trick you. And what do? Show us all that you've been tricked because you didn't change what you said. Now, either you can
Wait, Bud, you still there? I don't know if you fell off. Oh. But, okay, yeah, we're still here. Hold on a second. Yeah, what we're saying to you is this, man. Either, look, what are you trying to do? You say you're trying to smash, but listen. Remember your okay. Think about your and again. This is just be honest here. Your
all
thinking
right.
is this. I'm gonna talk to her on the phone. I'm gonna do A B C D. I'm gonna talk to her on the phone. I'm gonna take her out, and hopefully, if my phone equal the dinner is enough, she's gonna want to fuck. Now, can you admit that was your thinking?
Right.
That was your thinking. Okay.
If she get to know who
I am, what is the phone conversation for? Is it just to talk or is it to get to know
it's
you better? Which
date.
One is it?
It's
not to set. I don't know. Okay, look, this is what I always tell you guys. The reason I tell you guys when you meet a woman that you want to take her out is not necessarily because you want to take her out, because I know, yeah, I want to take her out, but this train is going to derail and go on another pathway as soon as I get her on the phone. Because once I start talking to her and once I start showing her why she should sleep with me, we're not going on a date. There's not going to be a date, man. And if you're on the phone with her for more than 4 hours, then y'all should have been talking about something else. The sushi date should have been more of a place where y'all can sneak away and kiss and pet and touch and things like that. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, and I got a little touching on. You know, I made my moves so that I'm interested, going at it. I just didn't get a kiss.
But you did it at, you did it at a price. That's what okay, this is what I'm talking about. And I think this is what Bud is trying to explain. The problem is that you guys don't get your views and your points across to these women to let them know what it is you want from them. You don't do that kind of, you don't do that. And when you and when you don't do that, then she's going to see you as some gumpy ass sucker that she can just go out with and fuck an asshole like me on the back end. Right.
I'm warming it up.
You talked to her for 4 hours. What did y'all talk about?
She had this holistic shit, and then she was talking about fucking how she wanted to be married and you know, asking me about myself and what I want to do with and am I trying to get married. I said, nah, I'm just trying to have fun. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't trying to hear all that marriage shit. Like, bitch, I just got a divorce a year ago.
Wait a second. Wait. You said you didn't want to hear. What do you mean you didn't want to hear all that marriage shit? What are you talking about?
Because I just got out of marriage a year ago. So I'm like, fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? You're on two different pages. You're trying to get a man, and I'm just trying to have some fun. So I told her straight up, I'm just trying to have fun. Get to know you.
You said you're trying to have fun and you're getting to know her, right?
Right. So the sexual part is while I'm talking to her, I'm showing her, look, yeah, babe, I'm all into you. You heard me?
You're not all in. Listen, that's what we're trying to tell you. I don't want you to be all into her. I want you to be all into yourself.
Okay, man.
That's what I want you to do. I want you to be all into yourself. See, that's y'all's problem. Listen, the reason when I meet a woman, the reason I'm into that woman is because she's got my time. I don't need to tell her or prove to her that I'm all into her because she has my time. Now she's got to prove to me, is she worth my time? You see what I'm saying? You guys are doing this shit ass backwards. You're doing this ABC crazy ass logic as I meet her, I talk to her on the phone for a long time, I take her out on a date, and hopefully if the sun, moon, and stars line up, she'll give me some pussy. She's not gonna fuck you. You know why she's gonna fuck a rosebud or me? The reason she's gonna fuck us is because when she meets us, number one, she know we about that real shit. Number two, we get on the phone with her, I'm not beating around the bush talking about shit that has nothing to do with anything. I'm going to show her that, you know what? You just cashed in this Willy Wonka golden ticket. You just met the baddest motherfucker you ever going to meet, ever. Now,
Dean, can I ask you something, bro?
Yes, what's up, man?
Is this the same guy?
Yeah. Well, I was waiting to get you back
on.
Same guy. Yeah.
Listen, man, I don't agree with what you said about the reason you and her. Not that you wrong. It's just, you know, two men got two different approaches. Caller, I'm into any bitch because she showed me that she into me.
Yes.
And until she do, I don't give a fuck about this motherfucking bitch.
Exactly.
I don't care if she get air to breathe or food to eat or nothing. Because why should I? She might not want to breathe. She might not want to eat. Why the fuck would I care if she don't breathe or eat unless it's got something to do with me? If it ain't about me, then I'm of the nature of not caring. I'm a selfish and conceited fucking bastard.
Yes.
And let me tell you, the only time, caller, I'm serious, the only fucking time a woman can get me to get off my guard and just go get her pussy is when she says, you fucking selfish, conceited bastard. My dick just get hard as fuck.
Right.
I'm being real with you, man. I'm being real with you, Dean. See, this is the difference between me and Dean. Dean is he'll take his time with you, man. And even though he hates your guts for sounding like you sound, he'll take the time and start, you know, explaining that when he say walk, he mean take your right foot and put it in front of your left foot, and then step on the ground with it, and then lift your left foot and bring it in front of your right foot and let it go on the ground. Dean will take you through it like that because it's a system to him. And if you don't have a system, then you need to learn it. I'm the nigga that say fuck you. That's why you took all this damn time to explain to this motherfucker what the hell you was explaining. As soon as you got through, this motherfucker started explaining the same shit he was explaining when I lost contact. Come on, man.
So what you're saying, in other words, don't give a fuck what she thinks. Just go for you. If the bitch say no, fuck what she
thinks. Hey, wait, D. What makes you say in other words? We already told you in those words.
Well, yeah,
shit.
Okay.
Fuck that bitch. D, mark it down, D. We made some progress here because you heard that motherfucker. You heard that motherfucker just now. So in other words, you said yes, motherfucker. That's what we saying.
Fuck that bitch.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
So bitch, you trying to fuck? If it's a no, fuck it. I mean, I understand the numbers game.
910. Let me ask you this. This is a very important question.
Uh-huh.
910. Tell me, real quick, just tell me the first three things that came out of her mouth when she was on the phone with you. Do you remember? tell me the first three.
The first three things? Asking me shit like where I'm from and all that.
No, bro. You lying. The first thing she said out her mouth, she called you Mark. That's the first thing she said out of mouth, you motherfucker. She said Mark. And then she started telling you whatever you heard.
Damn.
Hey, bro, you gotta listen to what we're telling you, and you can't try to interpret none of it. There is no interpretation. You speak English, and we're speaking English. Until that motherfucker care about you and show you that, she's a rock.
Yeah.
She's a tire on a car. She's paint on a house. What I'm saying, she shit you don't pay no attention to, man, because why should you?
Right.
Unless she care about you, unless she shows you she care about you, unless she shows you she want to be with you, why the fuck would you care about her, man?
Right.
I am not chicken shit. If the bitch do that shit, she can get anything from me. Now, Dean, even if the bitch do that shit, she gotta, you know, get on her stomach and crawl through a motherfucking guerrilla warfare, goddamn fucking shit. and after she do that, she gotta leap up 200 feet and grab a balloon, and she better grab the one that got Dean's name on it, or she gotta leap up there again. Nah.
I want to ask you a question. Now again, you told me the thing that she said to you, okay? And 218, we bring you 1 second. But this is what I'm trying to explain to you. When I or Rosebud, when we're on the phone with a woman, whether it is a text message, a smoke message, a note on a dove, no matter whatever it is, 910.
Don't forget the pigeons, because we send pigeons. This nigga crazy, man.
Second or third thing she's going to say is that either you're one of those guys, you're a player, how many other women do you have? That is when you know you're doing something. If she
like,
does not
call her. Wait a minute, Dean.
Yes.
This dude is really in the kindergarten. So you have to repeat that. That's very important, because the first thing she gonna notice about you is that you ain't hungry. You ain't lonely.
Yes.
She's gonna notice that immediately. And it's going to have to be commented on by her because she don't get to see it. Man, so she see D, and the first thing she going to say, oh, shit, how many women you got? And Dean going to say, girl, I hope you didn't think I was lonely. I'm just being alone right now. And what? That ain't even answering her question. But she sure get what he's saying.
Yeah,
see, you guys so square with your shit, you don't know how to flip shit and make it work for you. You let the bitch come at you and stop you from thinking. That's why all you can do is think about some pussy. Let me ask you something. Have you ever got some pussy without getting a bitch? Shit.
No.
Seems to me you try to catch that bitch and the pussy come with her. You pussy hunting motherfucker.
Okay. Hey, bud, hold on. Hey, bud, I'm playing the music. Bud, why don't you give us an example of what his phone conversation was like with the bitch, dog? Go ahead. How you sound with it, dog?
First baby, I just want you to know that I don't play that, you know, chasing pussy shit. But you know, I got to buy you some sushi. You know, I'd rather have the sushi that you have between your legs. But I'll buy you some sushi. And if you got 240 minutes, I'll talk to you for 4 hours. And after I get through talking to you, if you want some more sushi, I'll take you. And if you want to, it's only if you want to, if that sushi got you hot enough, you can kiss me on the cheek. And we'll be cool. caller, you know good and well you might not have used those words. And so you can say, no, motherfucker, I didn't do that. No, wait. No, motherfucker, I didn't do that shit. And then when you really think about it, you'll realize that's the tactic you use.
Oh,
whatever goddamn words you use, it don't matter. The tactic was Dean was saying you wasn't trying to fuck. He was trying to fuck Dean. He was trying to sneak in the back door.
Right.
All right. He was trying to sneak in the back door. And you know every bitch got the back door covered.
Yeah, everyone does.
Shit.
All right, so now we know we'll throw you back in, dog. Let's grab this other call real quick. 218, what's your question, man?
Hey, 910, we love your motherfucking ass, man.
Hey, stay right there. Man, I was laughing my motherfucking ass off of the previous caller where he was like, I don't want to fuck with that shit. Dude, if you don't want to fuck with this shit, why were you hanging out with her then? It's not saying I'm not going to fuck with my cell phone anymore, but then you and the
caller, calm down and ask us what the fuck you want to ask us, man.
What's your question, man?
I just wanted to ask him, when I went to Denny's a couple weeks ago, a waitress seems like she was trying to hit on me, but I wasn't exactly sure because I had never been in the type of position, because when I ordered my meal, the waitress was just standing right there through the time.
Caller, stop. That waitress said, oh, my God, gave you a compliment. Oh, something, and acted, smiled at you. And you looked at her and said something, and she blushed. And you didn't know if she was giving you action, right?
Yeah, correct. I wasn't exactly sure.
Caller, listen. That's called being a waitress. That's not giving you any action. She has to be pleasant to every customer, even if you're a knucklehead, she goes smile at your compliment. So what I'm saying, bro, forget everything you was thinking. Forget all the questions you was going to ask about it because it's a waste of time because a waitress must be socially acceptable to all customers. which means they have to greet and treat them as if they know them.
Right. All right.
Okay, well, caller?
Yeah, thank you, 218. Now, 910, you still listen to this because this is very important. You need to listen to this show today. So you just stay in the queue, 910, because we're about to break some stuff down. Now, the reason why y'all hear us,
Dean, you kill me, bro.
the reason why y'all hear us the way we are and why we act in the way we do is because we have this one thing that we want all you guys to start to get, and that is options. You see, a man that has options, a man that can walk out his door right now and go any, many, mighty, mo, and pick any damn woman he wants and talk shit to her, and 9 times out of 10, I won't say 10 out of 10, but 9 times out of 10, get that woman, acts this way. And this way that we're acting is something that women find attractive. That's what y'all don't see. I know y'all see us laughing and being hard and shooting the shit like we always do, but when women hear us talk this way, it does something to them. Now, again, I'm not here to give Bud's personal business out, but if I'm correct, Bud, you had someone that heard you talk that yak, right? And she got in touch with you. Am I correct?
See, Dean, let me say something.
Yes.
Every one of these guys listening, they have options. They have options. But what separates you and me, because we have the same option, what separates us from them is that we're not afraid to choose. No. We're not afraid to choose door one, door two. These guys are so afraid to choose the wrong door, they don't choose any door. So they sit up and wonder what's behind every door. Then they sit back and talk to us. Now, about me, man, I'm serious, you guys. This is why I'm like I am, because I believe if you're true to what you believe, whatever that is going to reward you. It's going to pay for your life in the later years. So, Dean, you know, I've been married, man. You know, I talk this crazy shit, man, but I ain't been no motherfucker to cheat on my woman, you know, to go around whatever trying to act like I ain't married because I'm talking this shit that I be talking to y'all. And I was really a truly good dude, but now shit wasn't right in the bitch's mind. And she, you know, wanted to leave. Okay, bam, go ahead on. And I swear, what I'm finna tell you is true. First, you know, nigga panic. Damn, ooh, shit. Finna be by myself, blah, blah, blah. Then I got to thinking about Dean. I got to thinking about all the shit I be talking to Dean. I got to thinking about how he really liked how I was able to choose to do what the fuck I wanted to do about a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying is, I'm not saying I don't want to let Dean down. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that thinking about that shit made me understand that ain't no sense crying over spilt milk. I got to get busy. So I'm serious when I say this. This game will look out for you if you true to it. I had talked to this broad that had got at me. And I talk all kind of goddamn shit, woo, woo, woo. You know, the way I am on these shows is the way I am in Texas, instant message, woo, woo. So I'm saying the same shit, but we instant messaging. And I ended up getting the bitch wanting to come up here. And the motherfucking bitch, something happened, blah, 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 she couldn't come. Now, this is the day, not the day, but, you know, really soon after me and this motherfucker that I was married to had separated. And when this browse couldn't come, I was fucked up in my head. But Dean, some told me, nigga, get your ass in there, get shaved, woo woo, and go out and catch you a bitch.
Yeah.
So I had already told baby, blah, 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 come up here, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm out. And I went out, bland, you know, goddamn, it's getting a little late. 1:30 come, I had to accept that a nigga missed. So shit, nigga missed. But goddamn, I'm really tripping because I really wanted this bitch to come. So I'm pulling up to my apartment, and this cab pull up right behind me. I'm thinking somebody coming to the apartment, you know, woo, whatever. I get out, and before I get to the door, this bitch get out. I went out, but I didn't talk. I mean, I talked to a broad or two, but I didn't catch. And what I'm saying is this broad came, and as I'm, you know, walking up to the door, because I didn't like her reason for not coming, I didn't really acknowledge her when she got out the cab. I just, you know, turned and stuck the key in the door. And when I went in, I left the door open. Normally, I would have went out there and helped her with her luggage, but I didn't do none of that. Just get her shit, come in. And when she get ready, she said she tried to not come because she was scared, but she had to come, you know. Okay, that's flattering. You know, I should like, okay, bitch. You know, no, nigga, I was hard. I didn't say shit. I went in the bathroom and I pissed. Then when I got through, I didn't even come back in the living room. I went in the room. The bitch still in the living room. And then she finally get enough nerve to come back there. She said some shit, and I didn't even speak. I just looked at the side, at my side on the bed. And I was saying to myself, if this bitch want to fuck with me, she better speak sign language. Before I can finish, this motherfucker come toward the bed and get on the bed. And why I'm telling y'all this story is because if you don't have nothing to believe in,
damn,
mainly yourself, mainly what you think about yourself. If you ain't willing to say fuck it, you ain't gonna have shit because you don't believe in shit. I believe disappoint me, go through whatever it takes to make me see you are fucking with it again.
Right.
And to me, what I did would have scared the average bitch off. Because of the way I was doing it. And Dean,
yes, sir.
This motherfucker stood up. I ain't saying this that's enough to make me think the bitch can stand up. I'm saying it was enough for me to go past what the fuck had happened because I stood up on what I believed and what I believed that bitch supported.
Yeah. And
that's what's dope about what I'm saying. She supported it.
Right.
And I could go with what you know is going to happen after that, Dean.
Yeah, you see, you, what we're trying to say to you guys, and hopefully 910 that you're listening, is that the thing is that, you know what, sometimes when you really cut for a woman and you lose her, it's going to sting a little bit. I ain't going to lie. That's just how life is. But at the end of the day, when you realize your worth and your value with the value you have for other women who are waiting in line, you understand some of y'all guys out there. There are women literally, I won't say literally waiting in line, but they waiting for the next woman to fuck up. They waiting by the, they just, man, well, let me check on him. Let me see if he's still with old girl. Because once she fucks up and he's done with her, then I can move in and make my thing.
Dean, wait. What you just said, I didn't necessarily know it, but that's what happened. That's why this fucking frog got at me. You know, just checking in here and there in some kind of way, whatever I said, let her know shit wasn't right in my house.
Right, right.
And the motherfucking bitch got at a nigga.
Got at you.
Man.
Right. No doubt.
This shit is real. What I'm saying, Dean be like he is asshole all the time because, you know, being an asshole pays.
Pays
big dividends, D.
It's very big ones, but this is what I'm gonna talk about. Say something real quick, because see the thing about women that y'all don't understand is that women are very skeptical when it comes to men because they run into so many thirsty ass guys, so many motherfuckers that are really.